begin the current daf Masech the Sukkah daf Vav begin on the base. We're getting to the Masech. Begin with the Gemara Devar Torah. According to biblical law, Ruba Yemakbar Lo, if it covers the majority and it bothers the person, then Chayitzen considered as a Chatzitza. Now, so it says Yesh Mefarshim. Those who explain the Hocha Ayir Basar that this halacha is talking about the here of the Basar. That's what we're saying. It's Ruba Yemakbar Lo is Mederaisa Chayitzitza. The baser regarding the skin, the flesh, chaytzis afilu miyutish in the makbet. Actually, the halachas of a chatzitza is going to be even a little bit that doesn't bother a person. That's going to be a chatzitza for tefillah in the mikveh. Now, kasher ben tam. On this, yes, my farshim, ben tam finds it difficult. How the mean the perik aral? The gemara yivomus davayin chesem and alf. Nachris mo beresh in this guy. If a non-Jewish woman that's pregnant, she's megayer. So bena ain't tzarik tefillah when her when the son that she was pregnant with when she was megayeris is born, he does not have to have a tefillah. The Gemara Uparach Amayim. The Gemara asks, why? And Mechitim, Hashem Rabbi Yitzchak, if you're going to say, because Allah Rabbi Yitzchak, that he says that Vatayra, it's only Ruba Yomakbala, it's Chaitzitz, and the child's not Makbaram, the Chaitzitz, because this is how he needs to be with his mother's womb covering him. I, Amar Rabbi Kam, it says, Lashon El Ruba, only said this by the majority, Abakulay, but if it's the whole thing that has Chaitzitz, then Chaitzitz can be Chaitzitz. And therefore, why is it that the son does not need a tefillah? That's what the Gemara's question is over there. But says Taisis, says Rabbein Tam, but Bahasha now, if you're going to say that regarding the buster, Chatzitza even is a small amount, so then why is the Gemara asking for Rabbi Yitzchak? That the Gemara could have asked better to be buster for the mashahu, that regarding one skin, which is what the fetus is, even the manunamad, and even if it's not particular, it should be Chatzitza. So that's definitely a difficulty. But more of what's difficult, according to the Mefarshim, that they're saying that the halacha of Rubi Chatzitza is only regarding the here, but regarding all other things like garments, that the halacha is going to be even miyutis chaitzis. Then wait a second. They give a measurement regarding chaitzis in the mikvahs in the ninth berakum. Ice lebesav elikshom is burning shabbos avgubi dal medav alamardas regarding this saddle cloth. Pshimim loy lemi says out the kisi italian until you have the size of the Italian isser. Oid maise awesome shabbanam also brought over there regarding the banam. That means shaltem et rachamim. That bitzadech chaitzis is only on one side. It's considered a chaitzis of a shabur and that of a boar is mishneitzom from two sides. And mizvach mizvach dam chaitzis you bring up within the bitzadech and base dam al big day chaitzis blood on the garment is chaitzis. Now, from tabachu in the chaitzis, but if he's a butcher, it's not a chaitzis. He's not makbet about it. Revava big day chaitzis. If someone has grease on his garment, it's going to be chaitzis. But if he sells grease, in the chaitzis, not going to be chaitzis. So you see over here, clearly not like he has with Varshim, that you see, even not here, we're talking about garments, that, yeah, we're talking about that there are these measurements, depending on the person there, depending on the particularity, but you see clearly that it's not just a mute she'ina makbet, that's going to be chatzitza. Now, but then says Tais Vim Tim begin to say, Kivin the Asal Khazal Rubalamute, since as we're saying in the Masqal Tais, Allah is telling us that it's only for the Raiv, that's chatzitza, and not for minority. Same king, curl of my ass, and what do you need the pasuk for? The chin and the Gemara brings the drasha, besog, it says his flesh, it should be in the water. That there should be nothing between him and the water, but you don't need a pasuk because you already know the malachim is mizinai. So it says, what you can say is, you need it for the concealed areas of a person's body. These are very common, there's a condition like born in the first bag, condition of Chavayim and Aleph, that even though it don't need technically water to get there, it has to be that if it would be that nothing would get in the way. It's regarding that you need besogai to eat the pasuk, but you're right, regarding the skin of a person's body that you already know from Malachim Shem Sinai, that that's going to be, as we're saying, that that's going on everything our Ruba Yamak would love, not just here, but even the skin, that you know from Malachim Shem Sinai, and the Pasuk is telling you regarding the halachas of Beis HaSasar. Continue next test, Master Batesim, begins the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Saba, he holds, Yeshem LeMikra, we give primacy to how something is read, and not so much how it's written. But Tais actually points out that Kulu Maidu, actually all agree, the Dashina Mikro Misaitis, that we expound how something is read and how something is given over in its written form. Because the Layachinim Nechtavke, it's not for nothing that it's written in a different way than it's read. Ella, so what are we saying? The Somakhli is not Gemara is, but Milsa de Mikhashi Adadi Pligi. Oh, when the way it's read contradicts how it's written, that's the Machlikis. The Masab Mikro Iker, that Rib Shimon holds that the primary is how it's read. And Kadashkan. The like Rebbe Kiva, Rishon Hedden, as we find Rebbe Kiva in the beginning, sentence of Dal Menal. So Sabi Yishem LeMikra, he holds like Rebbe Shimon over here that we give primacy that something is read. Yet in Perkel Shon, the Gemara Pesuk Lev Lamed Vav Menal Gabi Lechem Oini regarding the matzah, which is called Lechem Oini. The Dorish Mikro Misaitis, he expounds both how it's written, which is Lechem Oni as the poor man's bread, and how it's read, which is Lechem Oini Shalom Dvar Harbi. So again, you see that no matter, even though we say that there is a mandama holds one way, it's not that he holds exclusively that way, again, because it's only when it's going to come out a machlekes that then they have to pick and choose a side. So to pick a little bit of gazel later on the Vlam Dalman base, it's not we learn the Mishnah Bekiva Meisad, Kashem Shul Lulav Echad Be'Asay Echad, just like there's one Lulav, one Esther, Kach, Hulu, etc. So too, oh, this is like how the Jewish people are one. Now, Bashim the Gemara expanded the Vlam Be'Asay Echad, Lulav Echad, how do you know it's one Lulav? Medechsev, in the fact that it's written how it's written, Kapos Chasavav, although it's read Kapos in the plural, but it's written Kapas, Chasavav, missing a Vav, which tells us that there's Yesh Eim Le Messiahs. And Bechirim B'Shem the Sabbath Hacha Yesh and again, although we just said Rabbi Kiva holds and Sanhedrin Yeshim LeMikra, again because it's you hold of both. And Bechirim B'Shem the Sabbath Hacha Yeshim LeMikra, even Rabbi Shimon over here that we brought in our different Maskot Tais, they hold it the primacy is how it's read. Perikam the Gedushin on David Lichas and Beisgam Big Deba when he's a traitor to heart, having sold his daughter as a maidservant. The Dorsh Mikra Masayis expounds both how it's read and how it's written again because Tais hold that this is the idea that of course we expound both. It's just only when they contradict each other. Now, Miyukasha, whatever the difficulty is, the Bekiva, the Leidarish, Hasim, El Mekar, Lechod, that Gemara, but they have a big debah. The Bekiva, for some reason, only expounds how it's read. By my Leidarish, Tavai, Kripshim, why don't they expound both how it's read and how it's written? Could I mean, Gebelech Moini, like by Lech Moini, we expound both the Ani and Oini. So that ties has a difficulty. Why doesn't he expound both? But in more of Ashkan, the Bekiva, the Savish, El Mekar, we find the Bekiva, who he holds that Yesh Im Le Mekar. As we brought from the Grunts and Edge. So, come on, Besamach, in the Gemara later on, Abazim and Beis, Mach, Shabbi Kiva, Sukkah, Berichas, when the Kiva says, a Sukkah on the top of a boat is kosher. Now, Umucha Shmaita, and it's obvious from the Gemara from the Sugya, Mishum the Ksaba, Sukkah, there is a Rabbin, because he holds that a Sukkah has to be a temporary hut. And therefore, although in the boat you can't have a permanent residence, but that's okay. But Amalai Bay Gimel Kachasin, obviously he does not require three halachic walls, because a Chad Taimahu could I come in Baha Shmaita. The reason why you would need three walls. Is the same reason why a sukkah on top of a boat would be possible, where because it has to have some of a permanence, so it's only with three walls, which and the gears is we have Reb Shimon in our sukkah requires four walls. I mean the fourth one is the tefach, and Reb Gamliel the plug Reb Kiva and holds the sukkah on the top of the roof is possible. Shoving the both the same besukkah the deer is kavag bein that by sukkah need to have a permanent structure. Reb Kiva disagrees and he holds that deer is I bein on he would hold that you don't have to have four walls by a sukkah. Some kind if that's the case of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds, Yeshem L'Messiah, that the primary is how it's written in that contradiction of Rabbi Kiva, which says in Kedushin that Yeshem L'Mikram, especially since you're saying it doesn't say both drashas. Umi B'zei Yeshlam, regarding this, says Tais, actually you could say Kamesh Shavash, like I'm going to explain later on. That's not difficult, this last question, because I had to come a Kulis Rilu, Sukkah Dirz, or Kevagrin, although we're saying that all these different opinions, whether it be three walls, whether it be type of a boat that we say that oh if it's going to be possible it's because you need to have a permanent residence leibishol sheyoshavim. So it's not because that they actually all hold the same thing. It's just that along the sliding scale of this idea, this concept of keva. So based on this, you could say that yeah, although Rabbi Kiva holds sukkah on top of it's going to be kosher, but according to him, that it doesn't have to be as permanent like a Gamliel. So therefore, it's possible that he holds that you do need four walls like a Shimon, and because he expounds yeshem lemikra. How it's read, like he's quoted in Masechet Kedushin. Another difficulty says Tais is the Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, the Savi, Yeshem LeMikra, that they hold, as we just established previously in Tais, that the primary is how something is read, and they hold that you're liable when there's only one piece, which is from the second Perek Tamashchita, increased to Chav Beis and Beis. Chaticha Shal Chulin, Chaticha Shal Kedush. We have one piece of unconsecrated and one piece of consecrated meat. And we don't know which is which. One person came along and ate one. One person came along and ate the second one. So maybe Hashem told, but maybe Hashem told the Rebbe Kiva. Holds each one is bringing Hashem told. We don't know who committed the sin. Hashem Nami says, "No, they both in partnership bring one Hashem together." And Mechen Gabichel. But should be something regarding kosher and non-kosher fats. But Amo, one thing we see is Lebi in the Chaticha Mishteichat. You don't have to have that. It's one piece from two pieces. Rabbi Yechayiv, even if there's only one piece and you don't know which one it is, because after the first one ate, the second one only has a one piece, and you still see. That would be a liability of Ashim Tali. So obviously, that, what do you see? So as Taisa explains, it says, now, man, the one who holds it has to be one out of two pieces to be Ashim Tali. I mean, Perik Safik, Achalik Ma says, with increased design, and base Mishum, and the gear says, should be over here, the mitzvah is Kurdina Bay, because the way it's read in the Pasik, someone who violated one of the mitzvahs that he's not sure about, which Ashim Tali, says in the plural, that's how it's read. Which is the mikra, which is two pieces. Man, the one that was the chayiv with even one piece. So, but Yeshem Lamasai says the problem is how it's written, which is matzas ksiv, which really actually should be mitzvahs, but with only one vav, which is in the singular, which is therefore even one piece. So the question is, how is a positive Rabbi Kiva and Shimon who hold Yeshim Lamikram, which is the one out of two pieces, how could this be even why one piece? That's only behold Yedarish Lamasiris. So that says, Ve'en Lefash, don't explain the Hidam Shechita, oh, that Machalik to be given to Bishimin, increase of Bezim and Bez, Bishtei Chatechas Gidos, yeah, it's actually talking about two large pieces, one of Chela, one of Shuman, but each one has many olive-sized pieces, where the case is therefore talking about Shachal Zemezu Kazayis, Bezemezu Kazayis, yeah, each one's eating from a different piece, but when the second one comes along, it's actually still two pieces left, because although the first one ate the first one, he didn't eat the whole thing up, only part of it. The Tavayu, Shtei, mitzvahs that where both individuals actually have two pieces. So it says you can't say that because no, obviously that what their opinion is coming to establish that you don't need to have one out of two pieces. Like it's obvious from the end of that paragraph in the Gemara by regarding your piece, the comment that he says there's a difference between them, which is discussing whether regarding chatzos, I'm totally, but he says the difference between them is if you have to have one out of two pieces, and we're saying that they don't need to have. So we're back to the question. And the Ein Lamed says, they said, don't say, oh, the Kibbutz Avalik at Chilish Naim, since initially it was two pieces, Chasha Mitzvah is considered the plural mitzvahs, even though now for the second guy is only one piece left. No. And the reason why you would say the Mishnah Ikvi Isser because it was already established as Isser. So says, you can't say that. Why? Because the Rav Nachman who become a Hachibresh Perik Safik Achel. Rav Nachman who says that Svab, they're not Yitz Chasim at all. Avar Rabbo, the Mefarish time Mishnah, the Mitzvah Kriyin, but according to Rabbo, who he's the one that explains this, if it's mitzvahs meaning or in the singular and the plural. Let's like Klal doesn't hold to this concept with Mechusam, like Zavis over there, and that Gemara over there, that we're quoting increase the Chav Bez going like Rabbam. So you can't say this Rav Ikvi Sura. Void Kasha, Medrib Shimon, another difficulty from Shimon, says to Yisrael, Hai Lishon Amin Hacha. According to the version that we're saying over here, the Kulam Yashem and Sayyid, that everyone holds that, yeah, of course everyone agrees to that it's important how it's written. It's only, like we said, only if it's a contradiction, then you'll say Yashem Lamikra. Ubisoid perkitzod in the Gemara in Pesachim of Peivav Mebeis Gabi Bebeis Echad Yochel that should be eaten in one house to come Pesach Sover he holds Yeshem Lemikra that it's the primary is how it's read. But what do you mean? Based on what we're saying over here, Shimon holds Yeshem Lemisaris. So you should also have it. Shimon says over there that Pesach is eaten in one Chabura that say Bebeis Echad Yochel, which according to the way it's the Mikra is talking about the Karm Pesach itself that should be eaten in one house. Yehuda says, that's coming to say that you shouldn't eat in two different places because he holds Yeshem LeMisayrus. The difficulty is that how could you explain the Gemara Pesachim Yeshem LeMikra according to what we're saying away that even according to Yeshem, the Yeshem LeMisayrus, you should have that halacha too. But Kosher Dishon was difficult to come on later on, everyone agrees that a sukkah beneath another sukkah is going to be possible, and midach sib, why? From the way it's written, basukas, although it's pronounced basukas, but the way it's written, it sounds like it could only be one sukkah, not beneath another sukkah. And the Gemara doesn't tell us over there, oh, but the primary is how it's read, which actually, the way it's read, it actually is two sukkahs, so therefore it should be kasha. So it ends with a question. Yeah, it's difficult. Why don't we say over there this concept of Yeshim Lemikra? Kinnik says that the wins with of the Gemara, Bedershin Tchilis Kemifliki. That, oh, the Machlik is regarding to expound the first time the word is mentioned as part of the numbers, like over here regarding the walls, to expand the first mention. Now, but the Mashba says, it sounds like the Lukom, but according to everyone, Schach Lebayikra. But you don't need a pasuk to tell you the roof, which is the Schach. And even so, Delchad Lugufi, you have to still take away one for the actual mitzvah itself. You can't use it for the count of how many walls. According to the one that does not expound the first mention of that word in the Torah. This is not the way Rashi said in the beginning of Sanhedrin of Gimel Beis. It says three times Elikim in the parasha to tell you how many judges has to be. Where there's machlik is which is the three mentions. But the Pirish, Rashi explains over there on Ein Derech Tchilas, according to one that says you can't expound the first time it says Elikim because that's coming to tell you that you have to have Bechlal judges and it doesn't tell you how many. So Rashi says, oh, what does it mean you can't dash in the first one? It's in the Itzchak Lemumcha. It can't tell you the number because it's necessary to tell you that it has to be a professional judge, someone that's a bucky. And that Tosfos disagrees. He says, no, this is an indoor tchilas, not because there's a different judge for it. It's simply because it has to tell you the mitzvah and you can't dash in anything from it. Another difficulty of Rashi's interpretation is Lamaida Masa Kasim. The Gemara concludes with the Kulam, the corner, everyone you write in there's the Chazarun, the Kulam, the first initial mention. Well, Mavish Reese says, so how does he use the first one then to dash in the number? Because he says, you're right, you need it in Darshan Tchilas, but if that's the case, the Pasuk should have said El Hashavi to the judge. From the fact that it says Lakim, oh, they're telling us the number of judges. But Taisa has a difficulty. If you say, like Rashi, that according to the one that says in Darshan Tchilas, is because you're going to do it for some other drasha, which, like we said, is to tell you a mumcha. But then the mishayfid, but that's not the case. If it would have said shayfid, lo havi dim mumcha, we would not have known a mumcha. Commission Pirush Hashem Bekudra, like Rashi himself explains over there. Rabbi Yonasan is the girsa lishna de amanakid, that where the Gemara brings Rabbi Yonasan refutes what Rabbi Yishai is saying, because he responds that what does he say? He says, no, lishna amanak, it's using a terminology which you usually use. Because I'm interested, like people say, mandis leidin, lekav, lekav, bedayin, deyayon, na ruggle, whoever has a judgment goes to the regular judge, meaning to the mumch, b'lei lekav, hejid, and not to a commoner. So, therefore, it says, v'nekav, balabaz, lekim, to say, lishna mumcha. Now, that's why it doesn't say shayfet, which would tell us a commoner. But sounds like that shayfet is not a lishna mumcha. So, v'kivin, m'shev, lemme, ma'id, hejid, say, if, from the word of shayfet, we would not have excluded hejid, simkein, so if that's the case, how is it? Have a oslam minon. How are you coming to tell you the number? Alavadra says, "Taisa obviously after itzrach lemumcha that even if you don't need from mumcha, because Sheva wouldn't tell you that. For lahachid dal chad legufi, you have to take away one for the mitzvah itself. The endosh lechilas, you don't expand lechilas at all." Now, but Taisa does end up with a question. He says, "Well, chalhani debrish and hedrin. All those that I mentioned at the beginning is an hedrin of dal and beis. The kronis letutavus tetavus, and bastar kam the same perikam of the sanedin of yudal and beis. Tzrach dach, you have to really analyze. Could the shin and kula minyan we expand all those mentions for the number of tefillin of corners of how many kanim you need for the erichin of the pinion of the hectors. But I mean, the endosh and the chilis, and then no one says that you don't expand the chilis, and that's difficult. Why not? Don't we see over here that you're not darshening the first number, first time it's mentioned. Tinnik says, "Master, begin the words the gemara b'sukkah teal itself, that the sukkah should be the pasuk says for shade." Now, b'shamim reading the shamim, they say tamid b'shimim min hada karya. The reason b'shimim is from this pasuk, but they expound it in a different way. It says b'sukkah teal itself yomim mechayriv. That's hari achas. From the sun, that's the blocking the roof from the top. When it says Lamach Lamister Harishnaim, that's two, Mechse and Mister, two different types of protection. Those are two walls. Mizer Mimotr, from the rain and from the storm, that's Shnaim, that's also two. Where's Rabbanah? I mean, Rabbanah, they say, no, Mizer Mimotr Achas, that's both a reference of rain, that's one. That's where they get this machlekes regarding with three or four walls, and not necessarily like, because it has to be from the elements, which is in the Babli, sounds like that's just simply because of that you have to protect, so therefore you have to have four walls. No, it's from the number of variables mentioned there in the pasuk that tells us how many walls a sukkah has to be.